I'd like to say the words that Jesus, that the people around Jesus say to the blind man. I'd like to say those words to you, to each of us, because they are said to us. Take courage. Get up. Jesus is calling you. Take courage. Get up. Jesus is calling you. We've been exploring the theme of being called by the Lord, exploring our vocation. Literally means to be called, a calling from God. The first week we spoke about the vocation to marriage, to matrimony, seeing it as a reflection of God's love for the church and the world. Then we spoke about religious life and priesthood the week after. And lastly, last week we talked about the universal call to holiness that we have in our baptism. But this week, to close us out, we are presented with the blind man, Bartimaeus. I think it's one of the great scripture for me. It's one of my favorite scripture passages in the entirety of the Gospels. There's so much happening in this Gospel passage. But let's put ourselves in the passage. Let's ask, okay, if we're to explore our callings in life, then let's put ourselves as the blind man. Let's say that some of us are struggling with our vocation. Let's say, first of all, let's say we have a vocation already. And we're asking, Lord, I just don't feel the same way anymore. It's hard. The life I chose, the life you gave me, is difficult. And it has not turned out the way I thought. Let's say, on the other hand, that we're still searching for our vocation. That we're kind of left in the emptiness or vacuum of waiting. Hey, Lord, why don't you speak? I'm waiting for you to tell me what to do. And all we get is silence. Let's say we fall into those categories or somewhere along the two states of life. And aren't we, like the blind man Bartimaeus, kind of blind on the side of the road, shouting in our hearts, hopefully in prayer, Son of David, have pity on me. I need your help, Lord. I can't do this on my own. And I love it. Those words said to this blind man are said to each of us. Take courage. Get up. Jesus is calling you. My friends, today, whatever our vocation is, even if we're still searching for it, and it's still this kind of vague idea in the future, the Lord is calling us. That is absolutely for certain. And that does give courage to our hearts that we can move forward. But then we get called to Jesus. It's not over yet. We get called to Jesus. And Jesus asks us an absolutely profound question that we can apply to so many things, so many aspects of our life. One of the best questions I think Jesus asked one of his disciples. What do you want me to do for you? So often we talk about vocations or calling, marriage, priesthood, religious life. We say that question in reverse. Lord, what do you want me to do for you? But it doesn't start like that. Jesus says to us, what can I do for you? What do you want me to do for you? And that's amazing. And we recognize if we take a step back from a vocation and our callings in life, that they're given to us by the Lord to fulfill the desires of our hearts, to fulfill the longing and yearning for happiness. And it's a long, winding road, yes. But with the Lord, He gives so many graces and blessings. And so the blind man cries out, we're going to all ask ourselves, imagine ourselves crying out, Master, I want to see. I want to see. So let's take those two kind of places we could be. Perhaps in a vocation already and sitting frustrated or not knowing what I should do in that vocation. Or perhaps seeking out a vocation and not knowing what I'm supposed to do, where I'm supposed to go, not having a prompt, a call to respond to yet. So for the first category, we may ask, Master, help me to see again. Help me to be renewed in my vocation. Perhaps it is marriage. Perhaps it is, for some of us, for a few of us here, religious life. Lord, help me to see again the richness of what vocation you have given me. To see again the joy and happiness that you can offer in that vocation. Or perhaps, to start with, Lord, show me your grace that you can lift me up to persevere in my vocation, to see that your grace never lets me down, that you are always there for me. Master, help me to see again. For those of us who might be seeking out our vocation, asking, Lord, I've been searching for many years, and nothing's happening. I'm calling out, and you're not speaking. Lord, I want to see. Master, I want to see. Help me to see how you help me right now. Help me to see that you do have a plan for me, that I do not cry out in vain, but that you're always leading me, always guiding me. For those who are waiting, I've been, a friend of mine has been waiting for a long time to get married. Just asking, she's been crying out to the Lord for years, Lord, I need you. Lord, I need to know what your plan is for me. And she's waited for years and years, remained faithful. And just to give you a sign of hope, this friend has finally gotten engaged and is having her wedding within a month's time. And it's amazing to see how the Lord works, how even when we feel like he is so distant, if we remain faithful, he comes to us. So for those of us who might be waiting, here's a question to ponder. In the midst of my waiting, do I remain faithful to the commandments of the Lord and to prayer each and every day? Do I remain faithful to the commandments of the Lord and to prayer each and every day? So that when the call does come, I'm ready to respond. For those of us who are perhaps in the first category, here's some question for us to ponder. For those in married life, what if we worked on our marriages, our relationships in marriage, as much as we spent time raising our children? What if we spent as much time on our relationship with one another, husband and wife, as we do on raising our children? Saying my father has, he says to any young man, young woman that's getting ready to get married, my dad will often do the very fatherly thing and take him aside and give him advice. And something he always says, especially to young men, is this, that the greatest gift a father can give his children is to love their mother. The greatest gift a father can give his children is to love their mother. Think for us to ponder. And for us, for me as a religious, for any of us who are religious, the question we can ponder is this. Yes, we lay out our lives in service, but do we seek time each and every day to seek out the one to whom we lay down our life, to come before the Lord Jesus, to seek out intimacy with him? Yes, we serve, but do we come each and every day to find intimacy with the one to whom we lay down our life, Jesus Christ? So as we approach the Lord and he asks us, Lord, what do you want me to do for you? And we cry out, Lord, help me to see. Help me to see again. I'd like to give us one little exercise to perhaps grow in our vocation as we realize that we are called by the Lord in various ways. A practice that each of us can do, whether we're married, single, or in religious life, is to acknowledge the things we're grateful for in our life, and also to be vulnerable about the things that frustrate us. So I would propose this to all of us, that when we go home, whether we go home to a spouse, whether we go home to his friends and the Lord, or whether we go home to the vocation of having the intimacy, the special intimacy of religious life, that we would tell the one to whom we are called three things about our current day that we are thankful for. Three moments of gratitude. Lord, I am most grateful for these three things in my life right now. But on the flip side, to say, Lord, honey, these are three things that I am frustrated with right now, three burdens that weigh me down. Those three things we're grateful for, three things that burden us or that bring us down. That is an amazing way to be vulnerable with one another. And ultimately, it is vulnerability and that willingness to be thankful for the gifts we have that deepen our sense of calling and vocation. So my friends, I say it once more to all of us. Take courage. Get up. Jesus is calling you.